Buddy, you guys talked about on Monday how it was important for you to get off the field on third down, yet the first three touchdowns that Alabama scored were all on third down. Just, I know it was disappointing, but can you talk about how you rebound from that, how you learn from that, and how you move forward?
We just got to do a better job of executing, make sure we all locked in practice, and you know, just not making the same mistakes. We'll look at the film, we'll make the corrections, and we'll move forward.
We'll go to Travis here in front. Megan Delaney, work.
Know that y'all, Braden's been great for you the past year and a half. Is it something that you take a little bit of advantage of, knowing that you'll typically have win the field position battle, and today it might not have necessarily been the case?
Most definitely. I feel like, you know, when it comes down to football, special teams is a big part of, you know, field position and, you know, setting up the offense and, you know, whatever it is. And that's big. That's something we have to, you know, get better at. You know, look ourselves in the mirror and come on with it on that. So that's something big for us.
It's on the right side to Sam.
Buddy, you obviously watch the video. You prepare as well as you can. But once you see them live, I guess, how good is this team that you face today, in your opinion?
They did a good job. They did a great job of executing. I think they're a really good team. We're a really good team. And you know, they just came out ready to play. We came out ready to play, but we got to keep going. We got to keep going and match their momentum. They had the momentum most of the game, and we just got to be able to get it back.
In the middle, Brent.
You've seen some good quarterbacks along the way. Is Tua the best y'all faced?
He's a pretty good quarterback. I'm not sure who's the best quarterback I've faced. I really don't pay attention to it, but he's a really good quarterback.
Okay. Go to the right side to Gabe.
You mentioned that they're a really good team. You also mentioned that you're a really good team. So at 3-3 right now, in what you have lying ahead, how much onus do you put on yourself to try to prove that and also lead the guys to get there where you think you guys should be?
I'll definitely have to put a lot on myself, you know, and the leaders on this team to make sure, you know, the team is standing together. And, you know, we still have a long season ahead of us and, you know, make sure everyone is on the same page and locked in. We still have a goal that we're trying to accomplish. You know, we got to keep playing and keep fighting. So that's what we're going to keep doing.
Stay on the right side. Go to Rich.
Buddy, how would you judge how you guys played against how you defended their passing game? And would you agree with Coach when he said you guys missed too many tackles after they made the catches?
Most definitely. We already knew the receivers was dangerous after the catch. So we just had to do it. We have to do a better job, you know, getting them on the ground. We knew that was going to be a big thing coming into this game. We just have to do a better job at it. They have great players, and we just have to make the great plays.
Questions? We'll wrap it up with Brent.
I'll ask it to a follow-up. What is it that makes him so effective as a quarterback in trying to defend against him?
I think he has a great understanding of the game. And, you know, he's been in his offense for a while, and I think he's very comfortable and, you know, doing what he does. He's a great quarterback, and he know how to find his receivers. And, you know, I think he have a great line, you know, to help him do that, you know, give him time. And I think he played a great game, and hats off to him.